Good evening, everybody. Hope you had a nice Yom Tov. Tiring. Yeah. Abchatzkel used to say that people stay up. Shavuos in Abchatzkel, Levenstein, the Mashkiach in the Mashkiach, the famous Mashkiach, used to say that people stay up Shavuos night, then they go to sleep, and they wake up with a shofar. That's when they wake up in the Shchedesh with the Tkiah Shofar. That's when they wake up. So the Iker is that we don't fall into that into the habit. Yeah. I must say, I find it quite. It's not. See, it's one thing when you see all the Yidden taking Dalad Minim on Sukkos. It's one thing, you know. It's the Reisa when people see everybody building their Sukkos. Okay, Sukkos the Reisa. People buying matzahs. That's also enormous amount of people. When it comes to that, I hear that it's all mitzvahs the Reisa. But when it comes to seeing such a huge amount of people learning over Shavuot, it's not the Reisa. It's not even a drabon. It's a minik to learn over Shavuot. It's hard to find a good makor for it. It's hard to find a good makor, and yet everybody's learning on Shavuot night. I think it's much impressive. Yeah. Okay. We have to see Shin Pei Beis. And we are up to we learn if you test up to see if you test. And I hope to finish Simon Shin Pei Beis tonight, Beis Hashem. And that will allow us to go into Shin Pei and Gimel Shin Pei Dalet of the next. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're really up to the very tail end of Erev Chatzeres. Mamash, the very tail end. And we're soon going to be entering the halachas of Erev Tchumim. And I don't think this week, but Erev Tchumim, which is that the 2,000 Amos, you know, to leave 2,000 Amos. And after Erev Tchumim is going to take us a bit of time. A month or two. No, not 2 months. A month or so. And then we're going to be up to Rosh Chodesh ready, which is the end of the Siman, end of the Chelek. So we've really done, Baruch Hashem, we've done well. Rosh Chodesh is page Reish Pei Aleph, Siman Tov Yud Zayin. So, yeah, okay. See if you test, page 504, we're learning as follows. Chotzer, she is Sol Venu Yudorim Bo. We are continuing with Alochas of a Chotzer which has a Goy in it. So this Chotzer now is a Goy, and the Yid living in the same chotzer. So the chot is a house, and there's in the house there's a Yid and a Goy. Chotzer, she saw when you did Dorim Bo. This is a chotzer, which has a Yid and a Goy living in it. Uvais echot shel Yisrael etzel beis shel zeh. V'yeinu posuach lechotzer v'chalonis b'neim. So what goes on over here is, imagine you've got a chotzer. Here in the chotzer is a Yid and a Goy. Adjoining to it, next to it, there is a Yid. Uvais echot shel Yisrael etzel beis shel zeh, and there's another Yid who's got a house, which is not in the chotzer, and which is literally next door to the Yid's house in the chotzer. So imagine there's a chotzer, in a chotzer there's a Yid and a Goy, and then right next to it there's a house of a Yid, which is touching and adjoining the chotzer, but it's not in the chotzer. So I'm reading those words again. It's if you test bottom of page 504. Chotzer, there's a chotzer. She Yisrael, the Ein Yud Yidorim Bo. There's a Yid and a Goy living in that chotzer. Veveis Echot Shel Yisrael, and there's a house of a Yid Etzel Beis Shel Zeh, which is right next to that house in the chotzer. Veyenu Pasuach LeChotzer, but it doesn't have an entrance. That second house, which is not in the chotzer, doesn't have an entrance into the chotzer. VeChalonis Benem, but there is. There is a window between that house and the chotzer. There is a window. Einu yochal ha'orev. You cannot make an eruv. It cannot be included in the eruv. You cannot make an eruv. The yochal ha'orev imoite chaloin shebenhem. Despite the fact there's a window, but you cannot include in the eruv. Kedei le'oitzi keilo of derech beis shechino pasuach lechotzer. The fact that there's a window will not help. You need a separate. The window, as we learned previously, did help. Over here, it won't help. But if it is a proper entrance, a proper door between them, that will be okay. Some say that even if there is a Pesach Pesuach, If a proper door b'nehem, also it's going to be also machloike. So if there is a window, that for sure doesn't help. If there's a door, it's a machloike. According to the first opinion, it does help. Second opinion, it does not. If there's a chotzah and there's yidden and goyim in it, and there's windows between them, not doors, just windows. But also eruv dechalonis, they made an eruv through its windows. See, this case is different than the earlier one because this is all in the same chotzah, and they all have windows one next to the other. Although they can take things in and out through the windows, they are not allowed to take out mibayis lebayis, one house to the next, derech psochim, through the doors will be also, the windows, muta, doors also, because of the goy who lives in the chotzah, until he does chiz reshus of the goy. That means, if you're doing proper chiz reshus for the goy, then obviously everything is permitted. Obviously. But in case you didn't do chiz for the goy, and you've got a goy living in that chotzah, and all the yidden can bring things in and out through the windows, that will be permitted. But remember, without a chiz reshus, you will not be able to take things out through the door, into the chotzah. Now, the next case is this Finnish Yesh by Yisraelim. You have him a boat. Two things you have to carry in the boat. Now, recently, it looks like it's the fashion to go on cruises. Cruises? Kosher cruises. Looks like it's a fashion. Looks like, why do I think it's a fashion? Because I actually spoke to somebody who did it, so it must be there. So, imagine a kosher cruise. I don't know how much it costs. But it must be. So now, the shaila is, if you've got a cruise, you're going to cruise, and you want to know if you're allowed to carry from the cabin into the, what is that called? Deck? Yeah? Can you or not? So it is. So you are saying, rightly so, that it's a Rishus Yochid. You're right. The old boat is a Rishus Yochid. Indeed. The boat is a Rishus Yochid. But does that necessarily mean you're allowed to carry in it? Very good. Yep, that's absolutely correct. You need to make an eruv in it. So that's what we're learning now. So the fact that a boat is a very typical example, very beautiful, typical example, that is a Rishus Yochid, it's a private domain, but yet requires an eruv. So that's what the Ramal tells us over here. I believe it only ended up over here because there's nowhere else really to speak about it. It's Finna, a boat. Sheish by Yisraelim, Rabbim, there's many Yidden in that boat. V'yeshlein, Batim Miuchodim, and they all have Batim Miuchodim. What does Batim Miuchodim mean over here? Rooms. Yeah. Yeah, so over here, Batim often in Shulchan Aruch means rooms. In the Gemara, Loshna Gemara also sometimes Bais doesn't mean a house, it means rooms. So you always say it means rooms. Cabins. V'yeshlein batim yichodim, they have individual rooms. Tzrichim la'orev, you do need to make an eruv. V'lizkor reshus mina yinyudi. And you need to make an eruv. And if there's goyim there, what do you need to do? You need to make schiras through the goy, bal ha'sfina, the owner of the boat. Or la'havliu b'schar ha'sfina, or at least you can do havla. But the schar ha'sfina, if you pay him for the ride, so let's say the cruise costs. How much would a cruise cost? Pardon? 3,500. 2,500. 2,500 pounds. Per how long? 12 days. 2,500 pounds. Matt, no wonder I don't know anything about this. Yeah, so imagine you pay 2,500 pounds. So in that, would it be okay or not to say, okay, listen, really I'm going to pay you 2,499. You tell the owner of the cruise, and £1 is for schiras of your shoes that can carry on Shabbos. Does that work? Or do you need to make a separate payment? So the Gemara is teaching us over here, the havla works. Swallowing up works. So, you can pay within, including the £2,500 for the 12 days, will be the Shabbos payment, the £1 Shabbos payment for carrying in the public area. Yeah. Yes, you do. You need to verbalize it.
Unclear why, if it's a Rishus Yochid, why you physically make an eruv.
Yes. So you do not. So the answer is the boat itself is a Rishus Yochid, and certainly the rooms within the boat is also a Rishus Yochid. But as we've discussed previously, that whenever you've got a semi-public domain, that it is a Rishus Yochid, but it's accessed by many, that needs an Erev Chatzeres. It needs an Erev Chatzeres. Not the strings, because it's Rishus Yochid. No walls, because it's Yochid. But you need to ensure that we do an action, act an action together that shows that it's so you need to make an Erev Chatzeres. Now, if it's Goyim, you can't do an Erev Chatzeres with Goyim. You have to make a payment. It could be £1, but you've got to do it. On a cruise, he has to make in order to carry in the boat, he needs to make a Erev Chatzeres, yeah. Is that what people do? How does it work? The kosher cruise, is it completely eaten or is it a bit of both? It must be. How does it work? Completely.
There was like kosher kitchen
and other ones. But now it's completely. So if it's half yidden, half goyim, then the halacha will be you need to make schiras of the goyim. If it's completely yidden, I wonder what would be the halacha if it's completely yidden. Completely yidden. Well, you still need to make an Erev Chatzeres. You don't need schiras, but you need Erev Chatzeres. Yeah. Yeah. So you're saying that there is that this tefisa. Yeah. I also wonder. We learned the halacha that if everybody's guests, do you remember that halacha? If everybody's a guest. I don't know how that works with a boat. Yeah, so if everybody's a guest, I wonder if that's the halach with it. I don't know the cruise. I don't know if they're makbe. Could be everybody's considered a guest. Okay, and that leads us to Simon Shin Pei Gimel. What happens if the guy is not there? So, imagine you are in a imagine you go to a in the summer holidays you go on holidays and you go in a place where the guy it's the guy renting it out, you know, so maybe perhaps a campus? Campus? Is that what it is? Yeah, campus? What's that?
That's going back a few years. Like a camp, you had the cabins, and oh. Everything else was shared.
Okay.
They had a communal dining room.
Okay. Okay, good. What happens if the guy normally lives there, but he's left now, he's not there? So you're going to an area where the goyim really, he's got a place there, but he's left now for probably for him to rent out even more place over the holidays. You know, let's say you go to I think a campus is a good example. You know, sometimes university campuses they're renting out for a public for yidden coming. Same principle. Okay, imagine that principle, just a goy. So the goy actually owns the place, but he's not there. He's, you know, he rents out the farm, he rents out the campus, he rents out the property for the summer. He's not coming in. But it's his place, but he's just moved out for the time being. So any Yehudi, Adorim, Shnei Yisraelim, if there's a goy that lives with two Yidden, a goy that has a place, and there's two Yidden there, Ve'ein and Yehudi Beveisoy, but the goy is not actually there for now. It's his place. He's got a flat there. He's got a house there. He's got a place there, but he's not there for now. For this Shabbos, he's not there. So the halacha is any yoiser. He doesn't asa. Two yidden. So fine. So you have two yidden there. So by all means, make an Erev Chatzeres and leave out the goy out of this. The goy is not there. So it's fine. What happens if you've got a block of flats and one goy flat is part of the property, but the goy is not there? He's gone away for business for 6 months to Singapore, and he's now the flat is empty now. Then the halacha is it's his place, but he's not there, and it's now rent. It's now empty. The halacha is ignore it. It's fine. Just make an Erev Chatzeres. You don't have to chase him. So Einu Yosei will not asa. Ve'yarvup, but you need to make an Erev, of course. Ve'umotorim, you make an Erev. The Yidden there make an Erev, and no worries. It's fine. You don't need to make schiras. But what happens if he suddenly shows up? His son shows up on Shabbos. What would be the halacha then? And that's very confusing, the halacha here. You would not have guessed that. I mean, I wouldn't have guessed that. You would have thought, what happens if the goy suddenly shows up? The goy shows up. Okay, this for the last 8 years, this flat was empty. For the last 8 months, for the last 8 years, it's been empty for a long time. And it's only eaten there. And everybody, we made Nebuchadnezzar for years now, and we ignored the goyish property. We were able to ignore because he hasn't been around. Suddenly, middle of Shabbos, he shows up. Oh, welcome, welcome. And yes, he's come back from his business enterprise in Singapore. He's come up on Shabbos. What happens now with the Eruv? What happens now? We did not include him in Tzchiras. We did not include him. What do you do now? Oh, you are saying, and I would have guessed exactly the same. We've learned so many times that if, very good, Ramesh learned that so many times, that if the Eruv is valid beginning of Shabbos, you would have guessed, you would have assumed that it continues being valid throughout Shabbos. We learned that when a goy dies, when a person, we learned so many times that if the Eruv is valid when Shabbos comes in, the Eruv remains permitted throughout the entire Shabbos. Here we're learning Chiddush. Bo and Yudi b'Shabbos. If the goy comes on Shabbos, oise, he will ask for the property. We have Eruv bottle and Eruv is bottle. It's cancelled. Umiyu. However, what can you do? What's the etzer? Do you remember? Can you do schiras on Shabbos? Very first halacha we learned, I believe, beginning of the siman. Can you do schiras on Shabbos? You can. That's right. How do you do schiras on Shabbos with that money? You offer in the challah. That's right. Very good. Yeah. So that's exactly what you're going to do now. That's right. Very good. You offer him some food. So you can do schiras on Shabbos. Contrary to what we would have assumed, because it's not a Kenyan. Yeah. It's not a Kenyan. We learned Schir is not a Mamash a Kenyan. You could just, so what the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us now. You are able to do Schir on Shabbos. And after you do Bittl we learned also is a Siluk, you can do that on Shabbos anyway. And then it will be permitted to carry. If the guy dies on Shabbos, they can do Bittl on Shabbos. And then it will be allowed to carry on Shabbos. So Rabbi Zai, if you have a property, it's really important. Imagine, you know what it could be? That's very nega for the summer holidays. If you go to, what happens normally? Let's say you go to a place, you go up to Scotland, you go up to Wales, and you made the arrangement that you're not leaving on Shabbos, obviously. You're either leaving on Monday or whatever it is, on Sunday. Okay, and then you made an Eruv. Let's say there was two Yidden there or something like that. Two Yidden. You and another two Yidden, or three Yidden, five Yidden, whatever. And then on Sunday, there's another property there. Another property. And on Shabbos, the goy comes into that property. A goy, another person who rents the property. What happens now? Now, until now, it was all fine. We made Nev Chatzeres together. And you were able to carry in the public area. In the, what was it called? In the, what you said? Yeah, okay, you're able to carry there. Because it was five Yiddish families. You made Nev Chatzeres. Very good. But suddenly the goy shows up with his dog. Dogs. And he's coming, he wants to, what's the halacha? And what do you do now? So does that make a difference or not? Or will you say that since it was okay beginning of Shabbos, relax, it's fine for the rest of Shabbos. So we're learning now, the halacha is, we're learning now, it's a problem. And we don't say since it was okay beginning of Shabbos, it's going to be okay the rest of Shabbos. We don't say that. And if he comes in, you have to now, what do you have to do now? He's renting the property from Shabbos. It's very common, no? Shabbos to Shabbos. That's how they normally go. So you go, so what do you do now? You have to go to this gentleman, first time you see him, and you say, hi, I'm Jewish. Can I give you a challenge? Here, why don't take some Jewish challah? And if you... It's a symbolic thing. With that, we'll have to continue carrying over here. I don't think he has to chab the lomdas. But he has to know that it's in context of carrying in the area. Yeah, the context of carrying in the area. He doesn't have to understand. I think the has to understand. Somebody on the way has to understand a little bit what's flying. So, if he doesn't want you challenge, force him. Force him. Take him something. Give him something. He has to take something. Well, so tell him that. Just take that potato. Just give him something. Just give him something. He should be able to take something from you. If he says, oh, it's, I wonder what happens if he says, okay, I'm not going to take it, but it's fine. If he says that kind of thing, if he positively, as if he accepts it, he doesn't actually physically accept it, but he says, it's okay, let's pretend I've taken it, that kind of thing. I wonder if that would be acceptable or not. I'm not sure. But either way, Rabbi says, so if somebody comes on Shabbos into the area, and the halacha is, we don't say, since it was beginning, okay, it's going to be okay for the rest. We don't say that, and you have to make a renewed schiris with the goy. That's what you've got to do. Okay, so please be the halachas for this evening. And we'll continue with Shem Shin Pei Dalet tomorrow evening. I wish you a very, very good evening. Kol Tov.